It was an eerie place, a kind of twilight zone where time stopped and the sun never shone. Very few dogs in the whole world had ever been there, or would have ever wanted to be there. I knew of only one, Drover. For you see, this was his secret sanctuary, the place where he came to flee from reality. Drover? Hello? I stopped and listened. Not a sound. Drover, I know you're in here. I cocked my ear and waited. Nothing. I took another step, then another, until my eyes could barely make out the shape of a big stuffed chair covered with a sheet. I squinted into the darkness, and slowly another shape began to take shape. A dog lying absolutely motionless on the seat of the chair. This was either Drover or a statue of Drover. I was pretty sure that nobody in his right mind would bother to make a statue of such a weird little mutt, but, well, it didn't move, and it sure looked like a statue. I moved closer and gave it a sniffing. Seconds later, the report came back from data control and flashed across the screen of my mind. Live dog. I see you, Drover. The game's finished. You can come out now. Oh, drat. Did you actually think you could hide from me? Well, it was worth a try. Your statue trick might have worked on some dogs, son. But it was your misfortune to be tracked down by the head of ranch security. Darn. What are you doing in here? Oh, I just wanted to, look around and, you know, see this place where you... I glanced over both shoulders and lowered my voice. Drover, may I confide in you? I mean, can we speak dog to dog? Oh, yeah, 'cause I'm a dog and so are you. I know, but I'm talking about something more profound than our mere dogness. I don't wear perfume. I'm aware that you don't wear perfume. If you did, you wouldn't smell so bad. Yeah, and I'd be sneezing my head off. Perfume really stirs up my allergies. Achoo! See what I beat? Just the bitch that a perfume makes me sneeze. I closed my eyes and counted to 10. Drover, let's begin again. May I confide in you? May I tell you my tale of woe? Oh, sure, 'cause I've got one too. They chopped it off when I was a pup. Are you trying to be funny? I don't think so. There's nothing funny about a stubbed tail. Please dry up and listen to my tale of woe. We can begin with a simple statement of fact. Drover, I have a problem. Yeah, I figured. That's why I'm here. That's what I thought. I gave him a steely glare. Do you want to hear my story or not?
I already know. I heard them talking. They're going to send you to obedience school, and I guess you don't want to go.
Of course I don't want to go. Do you have any idea what happens at these so-called obedience schools?
Well, let me think. You have to be nice all the time? That wouldn't be so bad.
Wouldn't be so bad. Okay, pal. You want to know about obedience school? He was silent for a moment.
Well, I'm not sure. It isn't scary, is it?
You can decide that for yourself.
I hate scary stories.
Just listen. Here's the scoop on doggy school. In the gloom of Drover's secret sanctuary, I began pacing back and forth. First off, we can drop the business about it being a school. That's a joke. People don't send naughty dogs to a school, they send them to a dungeon.